those things. You have to be honest with your thought process. If I can do something to lose it, then I can do something, I must do something to maintain salvation. So we have to be very honest in that respect of looking at this. Did we come to what Christ did on the cross? Did he pay it all? And this causes people to go back. I know people who once believed that Christ paid for past, present, and future sins, and then when they realize what that means, they go back and say, no, I was wrong. He didn't pay for future sins, just past. And that's why you can lose your salvation. I know some preachers that have done that. So it's your view of the cross is also at issue. Very strongly is your concept of the cross. And I know that many of you can't come. Look just briefly what were some of the things we did. Look at Psalm 40. Let me just show you something in Psalm 40. Those of you that were here Tuesday night, just refresh your memory of this. Psalm 40 and verse 16. Now, in that Tuesday night, we went through the chapter and saw. But here is a born-again believer, and he has fallen, if you please, in sin and these things, and he's trusting God to bring him out. And I want you to note, in verse 16, he says, "Let all who seek thee rejoice." And how do we seek him? By faith. "And be glad in thee. Let those who love thy salvation." Okay, what we're looking at here is loving his salvation. It's his. It's not ours. It's his salvation, his deliverance of us. It's his salvation. Now, if I have a part of it, then I don't love him the way I will if I realize how incapable I was to do anything to deliver myself from sin, incapable of restoring myself to fellowship with him, and therefore he does it all. This draws out of us a love. I love his salvation. And then if you look at the last phrase, it says, "Let those who love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified." Why? Because it's his salvation. He does it all. I have no part of it. All I do is trust him. And we spent some time on this love. Look at Psalm 74. Psalm chapter 70, verse 4. Let's take a look. Psalm 70. Almost repetitious of what we just saw. Psalm 70. And again, we're looking at a believer fallen in sin and therefore in need of spiritual recovery, deliverance. Remember, we've seen how the word salvation is often used of a believer, of a born-again believer being restored from sin.